Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi Michael. How are you doing today? And this is Ethan.
Yes, I'm writing my comments. I'm right in the middle of sending email.
On
Can
DMARC or over the email?
Yes, you will receive it in a few minutes. In a few minutes, I'm sending email. I was right in the middle because I was checking. So please wait. I send you.
You send Elizabeth an email, right?
Yes. Maybe can you connect me to Lisa?
Let me see if she's available, and if she's available, then I can get you connected with her.
Thank you.
All right, give me a moment here.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being online. Is this Michael?
Yes. Are you Lisa?
Yes, it's Lisa. How are you?
Who are you? Yes. Thank you very much. I received your last draft of June 20th. So I went through it. As I told you, thank you very much. How are you feeling? How do you feel?
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. I believe you sent in the revision comments, but you did mention at the bottom of it that you didn't review the draft completely. So have you reviewed the draft completely now?
I didn't get it. I'm sending you email. There is a problem. After page 66, there are only six citations placed on the bottom of the pages. And I told you that I don't know the technique to place citation in the bottom of the page. So I'm writing the pages.
That'll be covered. See, that'll be covered. I told you that we will place the citations at the bottom of the page. That's not the problem. But I'm asking if you have reviewed the draft completely, because on the 20th of it, you sent a detailed email, and at the bottom of it, you mentioned that I could not yet check completely your last draft. So I'm asking if you have reviewed it now and provided your complete revision. You know, this will be the final revision because the book is almost finalized, right? After that, we move on to publication.
Yes. So I'm going to write the names of the chapters. I think there could be some 8 chapters or something like this, maybe 10 chapters. So I'm going to write the names of the chapters, but it's very difficult. There are too many corrections. It's very difficult to check. Because, let's say, hello, Lisa, are you?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm listening. So you're saying that it's very difficult for you to revise the entire draft? Do you need more time?
Because, let's say, on some, I last email I sent, there was on page. Let me check.
Okay, sure.
On page 71 of the comments. This is I can't check. There was they changed the name Teach the Man to Tired Man. To Tired Man. So I made extensive research. So it took me a few days because the Tired Man was the, was one of the many, many mentors of Copernic.
Mm-hmm.
And Tijman is a modern mathematician from Netherlands.
Right.
Netherlands.
Right. Yes.
So I did so much research because I went to I had to check all the kings of France around the year of Fermat of Pierre de Fermat. Because so it's after the time of Copernic, but it was in the time of the next generation of Galileo Galilei, of
okay.
Galileo Galilei. So the difference is maybe, not, but there was an assassination of one of the kings.
Right. So that must be really difficult to research and, you know, get to the bottom of it.
Yes, so I didn't know, because I'm I don't know the whole interpretation of different family names, so
right,
I did
right.
so much research.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me to so I had to add some more comments in a few places, and I. The thing is, it's not too much related to the French kings, but during the time of Copernic, mm-hmm. in France they translated some Arab manuscripts, maybe 1,000 exactly. 1,000 exactly different titles of in Paris and in Lyon. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
But they, it's not too, so much as there was a stealing of one Morocco Sultan library of 4,000 manuscripts.
Right.
But it went to Spain. But it went to Spain. So
mm-hmm.
it was around maybe 2 years after this assassination. But I couldn't list everything. So I had to do some extensive research. And some Italy libraries, they had already this Latin manuscript, this Arab manuscript that were translated to Latin in Italy. Now
wow.
they translated it in France,
mm-hmm.
Maybe 1,000, maybe not as much as they had it in Italy, but 1,000 they did on all the aspects. So, and so, and I because I didn't know what is it. It was I understood it because Tijman used a very simple identity, 11 plus 2 equals 13. But he was a president of this Netherlands Mathematical Society. So I didn't know how the mistake came. Because maybe the team missed it because of the very simple identity, and they changed
right.
the name. Yes. So I had to do very extensive research. It took me a few days. And on the page 108, they changed "and" to "us." So it was some irrational numbers. Related to proof, us was relating to proof of five polyhedra.
Right.
Nonsense, actually nonsense. But they were included in Euclidean elements, all of them. But it was a student of Socrates, and if they changed "and," but to notice along all the comments, all the corrections. So it's very difficult to notice on 150 pages. So maybe can I shorten the whole thing and to send you a new one? And they will do...
Yeah. That's not a problem. See, I don't expect you to send in the revision same day, okay? A lot of people take time. They take 2 or 3 days, 4 days to read over the manuscript, read over the comments, the revisions, or the changes that the team has made, and then they work on it and send it at their own convenience, okay? So there's no rush. You can send the revisions or review the complete manuscript overall. Take your time and then send it back to me, okay? Because this will be the final revision. So that's the reason why I'm asking you to provide me the complete revision comments or a revised draft or anything that would help us polish the draft and take it a step further to publication. Make sense?
Yes, makes sense. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It
makes sense. Can I do a new thing to shorten the whole thing, or should I concentrate on this file with the corrections? But it's very difficult to find a mistake. If there is something wrong, it's very difficult.
Are you putting on the track changes? Are you in front of your computer right now?
Yes.
Because there will be track changes option. If you put that on, you'll be able to see the changes or the edits that the team made very easily.
So I should work on this one that it was before. Okay, I try to do my best.
No, if you have the document opened up, can you go to your draft and see if there are on the left-hand side of the page, there are red lines. If you click on the line, you'll be able to see the changes that were made.
Oh, I have them. They are placed on, if there is a change, there is a strike through or strike under the text.
Underline. Yes, that's how you'll be able to make out the changes that the team made. Once you enable that or once you click on the red line, it'll start to show you all the changes in different markings. For example, if I'm looking at chapter 1, page 1, if I click on the red line, it is actually showing me a lot of changes. For example, in the first paragraph, third line, they have changed however. They have just capitalized the H for however, and that is clearly shown there, that the small letter H is struck off and capital H is written there. Now, once we accept the changes, there will be no markings there, like no different color, no underlines, no strike-offs. It'll all come as a standard font. Right now, this is just to help you detect the changes that were made by the team. You with me?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. So you take your time, you review the document, and you get back to me, all right?
Okay. I'm finishing with this email that I'm sending.
And I also wanted to have a discussion with you regarding the copyrights process. I believe you are in discussion with Ethan. How are you handling that?
Yes.
I mean, your book will be published in about a week's time, max. And we need the copyrights before we publish the book. So no one else can, illegally make any false claims on your book once your book is out. You have to have your intellectual property under your name. So what are you doing about that?
Because you changed the whole thing, so I decided first I finish with you, and then I go over the other subject. So
Michael, understand that the copyrights process is going to take, give or take, a month or two if you go with us. If you go on your own, it's going to take you at least 9 to 10 months for you to obtain that. And before that, you cannot publish the book. So how are we going to manage that? Because if you place the order now for the copyrights, we can file it with the United States Patent and Trademark Office. So the book is legally under your name in the eyes of the government. And when we publish it on Amazon, they're going to ask us for this documentation, whether or not the book belongs to you. Or is it under your name? If we're not going to have that, or if we haven't filed that, then that will be a question.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. But you changed the whole thing. So I understood you have a strategy. So if so, then I decided we should concentrate, it's better to concentrate on the finishing the manuscript, and then go to the next.
Manuscript is done, but the problem is that are you willing to wait 2 to 3 months after the manuscript is finalized to publish the book? Are you saying that we're going to place the order on hold after the manuscript is finalized for the copyrights to come in and then publish the book? That's all I'm trying to say, that while we finalize the manuscript, because this is the final stage, final phase of the manuscript, while we finalize that, why are we wasting our time on waiting on the manuscript to be finalized and then applying for copyrights? You know what usually our authors do? Once they place the order with us on day one, when we have initiated with the manuscript, they place the order for the copyrights as well. Now, what happens is that, let's just say the time frame for the completion of the book is 3 months, okay? Now, what they do is that they place the order for the copyrights, they file them on day one, so by the time their book is finalized, they have the copyrights in hand. That way, they don't have to wait to publish the book. They have the copyrights, they have the manuscript finalized, they just move forward and publish the book. Right now, if what you are saying, if we go on that, I just need you to give me authorization that you're willing to wait 2 to 3 months to publish the book once we have finalized the manuscript. Because if we don't proceed with the copyrights now, that is the time frame it's going to take for us to obtain those legal documents. Are you okay with that?
Thank you. I didn't think about it because we are already around 2.5 or maybe three months after the beginning. I think we are already 3 months after the beginning of the project.
Yes, that's correct. We're finalizing the book now. And you need to think about these things, Michael, because these are legal stuff. This is all legal stuff. I'm not asking you to take marketing. I'm not trying to upsell you for something like trailer or website or anything additional, any add-on that is optional. This is a mandatory service. It's like buying a car and not having legal papers for it. Imagine that. I mean, if you own a car, you have a legal document, right? Or if you own a house, you have a legal document for it. Right now, there are so many things going on in terms of cyber crime and everything, especially with the Russia and Ukraine situation. Are you sure you want to take the risk and go towards that? I mean, copyrights is basically owning your intellectual property, and this book is your everything, Michael. I don't think you should take risk for that.
Yes, I understand. It's very, very important. But Lisa, did you receive my mail?
I didn't receive anything so far. Did you send it now?
Yes, 4 minutes ago.
Let me check. Okay, after page 66, there are only 6 citations placed in the bottom of the pages.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so what do you want us to do there?
I don't know what to do because I, by myself, not know the technique. Maybe you can send me email how to place citation in the bottom of the page. Then I do it by myself.
No, we'll do it for you. Why don't you mention them on every page? Just put it in bracket or something.
Yes, they're on the page. Yes.
Okay.
Or you can wait till I send the whole manuscript.
Yes.
The whole manuscript.
Yes. Otherwise, That will be great. That will be great. I'll wait for you to send in the complete review so we can start to do the revisions at once. And you don't need to do that. Just mention what exactly needs to go at the bottom of the page. Just mention it there, okay, on every particular page. And we will take care of it. We'll place it there. And the other thing is that, Michael, think about the copyrights and make your decision wisely. If you don't want to proceed with us, if it's the money that's the issue, if you are reluctant about anything else, get it done yourself and provide it to us. But the issue you're going to face with that is the time frame for you going to them individually and having your book copyrighted. It's going to be longer because we are affiliated with them. And, you know, we get new authors coming in every day. So it's like clockwork for us. So that's the advantage of going through us rather than going on your own. But either way, we have to get that done, Michael. So you need to start thinking about that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
What about the book cover, Michael? Did you think about the book cover?
Oh, book cover. I don't know. Usually it can be plain. I didn't think about it.
Okay.
Maybe it can be made better.
Don't worry about it. Can I send you something? Can I send you like two concepts to choose from?
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll talk from there. Because I have a team, a design team, and they are conceptual. So what they're going to do is that they're going to read your book and recommend something that would go on your book in terms of the genre. Okay, and that's the design that I'll send you to choose from, and then you can select whatever you like. Sounds good?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, all right, perfect. So I'll be waiting for your draft, the final revision to come in. It doesn't have to be today. You can send it tomorrow, or you can take the weekend to send that back to me. But do make sure you cover the copyrights, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you so much for your time. I believe I will transfer you over to Ethan now, and I will be waiting, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Stay on the line, please.
Yeah, thank you.